Good morning. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Compass Point Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 8 this Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025 at 10 a.m. Now, the meeting is being held at the offices of York, Cal, and South Jordan, Utah. Let's just do a roll call for our minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Hannah Garrick-Abadia, District Counsel Paralegal.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Steve Peterson, remind me what I am, Tom.
Knucklehead.
I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I think no. You can just say you're a trustee board member.
Steve Peterson, trustee board member.
Chris Jepson, trustee board member.
Lindsay, trustee board member.
And Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
Thank you so much. We're just going to follow our agenda today, and we do have one preliminary action item. We would propose to combine all of the 8 districts into one meeting for efficiency purposes, so we don't have to conduct 8 separate meetings. We hope that's acceptable to the board. If it is, we do need a motion to approve combining and conducting this meeting for all 8 of the Compass Point districts.
I move as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
I second.
Thank you. Motion. All in favor say aye or yes?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move quickly to our consent item. We only have one, and that's to approve the minutes of the October 22nd, 2025 board meeting. Those draft minutes were included in your board packet. I'll open it up to see if the board has any questions about the minutes.
No.
Okay. If there are no questions, do we have a motion to approve combining and do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the October 22nd, 2025 board meeting?
I move as so stated.
Second?
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum, unanimous consent. All right, let's move to our public hearing portion of the meeting to take comment on the tentative operating and capital budgets that were adopted on October 22nd. We do need a motion to open up the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I move as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. Do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting that want to give input on these budgets for Compass Point districts number 1 through 8? So for the record, there are no members of the public in person here at the offices of York, Cal. I do not see any members of the public participating via our Zoom link today. So I think we can entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I move as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. We're going to move to our action items. The first action item is to consider approval of Resolution 2025-05. This is a resolution adopting final operating and capital budgets for both calendar year 2025 and 2026 for Compass Point in Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 8. As you will recall, the tentative budgets were adopted at the October 22nd board meeting. I'm going to turn the time over to Laura of CLA to walk the board members through final budgets if anything has been changed since the last board meeting.
Give me just one second, Tom. I have not actually shared my screen on Zoom before. Is everyone able to see this?
Not quite yet.
There should be oh, there we go.
How
It's
about
now,
now?
yeah, it's
Yeah,
starting to
there we
share.
go.
Okay. There was one more thing at the bottom to say share. Okay, so to answer your question, Tom, there have been no changes since the last time you guys met in October. So what we're reviewing here is exactly what you've seen before. So
Let me
for
stop you, Lauren. We can't see the budgets. We just see a document that says Compass Point Board Meeting. Looks like an email, but we don't see
Is it
the actual.
lagging?
It might just be, do you have different tabs open? Sometimes when you share a screen, you have to like choose which tab to share.
Oh my goodness, let's see.
Think we see your desktop now.
Is that
There we
better?
go. Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Technical difficulties. Okay. So this should be what you have seen in the past. No changes from October before. So still revenues are expected to just come from developer advances. And then all of the expenditures that are covered by those developer advances are just in the general and administrative section. And these are all just expenditures to keep the district within compliance. So then you can see at the end, we've got an ending fund balance of zero in both 2025 and 2026. This is it for District 1. And then for Districts 2 through 8, we put together a $0 budget for 2025 and 2026. This seems a little bit redundant, but it is a requirement by the state of Utah. So we put one together for each of those. And then just the required notes below. So if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer.
No,
Lauren,
looks good.
can you remind me again? I know we've got some items, some cost items on the insurance and legal already in that are above the amounts that are budgeted. Do we need to revise those to show the increased amounts or?
As far as I heard from Shelby, I haven't heard anything about that. But if that was discussed between October and now, that could very well be the case. Was that something that was talked about after the October meeting?
Yes, we've gotten those invoices in since that October meeting.
Okay, but let me double check with her and I will try to have somebody get back to you by the end of day, if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
And are we the ones to be paying these invoices, or is there an account set up for the PID yet that they pay it?
No, I can tackle that. So first of all, to stay in compliance, and given the fact that everybody has really tight schedules, we're trying to fit in all these final budget meetings for all the different districts. I recommend that we adopt these budgets as final. If in fact, we need to go back and amend the budget in Q1 for 2025 to cover the fees that are expended, then we can certainly do that. That won't be a problem. And you can confirm that, Lauren, with Shelby. I know we've done that in the past, but I want to make sure we get these budgets approved today. Let me tackle the second question from Chris. So, Chris, the short answer is no. The PID has no funds, and so the developer is funding the PID until bond proceeds are received. Now, one of the things that I told Lindsay is that until bond, at least with respect to fees of legal counsel, we would be billing on a monthly basis. Your account would be billing on a monthly basis, up until the bond transaction launches. Once the bond transaction launches, we will hold our fees until the bond transaction closes, and that would be paid out of the cost of issuance.
Okay, but we don't, Dom, we don't have to contribute the funds to a separate account to pay the bills. We could just pay the bills with our own money, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then I'll confirm with Shelby, but I think those are eligible for reimbursement when the district receives bond funds. So in essence, you're advancing the district fees, the developer is, which will be then subject for reimbursement once the district has actual funds to operate.
Sounds good. Thank you. Lindsay, let's just get together on that later this afternoon about the invoices that we have.
Perfect. Yeah, I've got a complete file with all of everything that we've contributed under the PID. So
Oh, great.
I'll just mark all of those, right? And then we'll just keep a tally of them until that first funding. And then we can submit those in. But I do believe those are all qualified costs under the PID for reimbursement.
Great. Okay, that sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions about the budgets? If
No, I'm
we
good.
don't. Okay. Sorry, I cut you off, Lindsay.
I just said I'm good.
Okay. Well, do we have a motion approving the final 2025 and 2026 budgets for Compass Point Public Infrastructure Districts, numbers 1 through 8?
I move as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second action item. This is to consider renewing the engagement letter for York Howell to provide district council services for 2026. I do know you guys just signed the 2025 engagement agreement, but to stay in compliance, we just essentially printed the same agreement for 2026. So that was included in your board packet. I'm going to open it up to see if you have any questions about that.
I don't have any
No question.
questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of York Howell to act as district counsel for the districts and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
My move is so stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our third action item. Just give me a second. Shannon, what did you say? We're not doing that for the.
It's on there, but Shelby, after the agenda was done, said their engagement is through December of 26.
Okay, so we can actually table the third agenda action item. The district has already signed the SOW for 2025 and 2026 to have CLA act as district accountant. My apologies for putting that on the agenda. Okay, let's move to our fourth and final action item. This is to consider approval of a tentative district board calendar for 2026. That proposed calendar was in your packet as well. I'll open it up to see if there are any questions on the calendar. Okay, do we have a motion approving the district's board meeting calendar for 2026?
I move as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move now to our administrative non-action items. There was nothing specific on the agenda, so I'll just quickly open it up to the board to see if there are any administrative non-action items the board would like to discuss.
I don't have any.
No, not for me.
Not for me either.
Okay, well then we're at that favorite time of the meeting for Steve, and we'll let him make the motion to adjourn.
I move, Tom, as so stated. Let's adjourn.
With enthusiasm, please put that in the minutes. Do we have a second?
I second that with enthusiasm.
Yes, that's even more enthusiasm. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. Hey, I'm wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and appreciate all your efforts.
Great. Thanks for all your help, Tom.
Thank you,
Thank you,
everyone, and
guys.
Merry Christmas to
Great.
you.
Thanks,
Thanks to
ladies.
you.
We'll see you.
Bye.